Second pack of Shvi'is Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah appears to be another halacha of the Sefer Shvi'is, in which case it would not be Noiv Bizman Hazeh, because we said Bizman Hazeh is no more the Sefer Shvi'is. The Rambam learned that this Mishnah is a special din which is not directly related to Sefer Shvi'is. The Mishnah over here says, and therefore it is Noiv Bizman Hazeh, as we will see. Einen Noiten, ve Mavrichim, ve Markivim, Erev Shvi'is. Pachas Mishloshin Yom Efnei Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that one is not allowed to plant a tree, or Mavrichim, as we saw in Seth Kilayim, to take a branch of a grapevine and bury it in the ground so that it will start growing up from the other side. And Markivim is to graft a tree on another. One is not allowed to do this Erev Shvi'is less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And if he did plant it, or he buried it under the ground, or he grafted it, then he has to uproot it. So the Rambam says the pshat is like this. We're talking about fruit trees, and fruit trees have an isser of olah. The first 3 years are olah. So if we're going to plant so close to Shemitah, then we cannot count the year before Shemitah as the first year of this fruit tree, and we're going to count Shemitah as being its first year. So even though technically this person planted before Shemitah, but when people are going to see that the years of Olah start from Shemitah, it's going to appear, it's going to look that like he planted it on Shemitah. And therefore Chazal after this, to the extent that they said if you do plant it that close to Shemitah, you have to uproot it. So anybody who planted his tree too close to Shemitah, and therefore it's a fruit tree we're talking about, he will count the years of Olah from the time he planted, has to uproot it. Now, what is it, a period of time? So far we said 30 days, but the Mishnah continues, the amount of time it takes for a sapling that's planted in the ground to take root is 3 days. Up to 3 days it will take root, and afterwards, if it didn't take root, it won't grow at all. They say it's a 2 week process. So the mice are like this, they're on passing like Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, you have to plant something 2 weeks and 30 days before Shemitah in order for it to be permitted, because you have to leave 2 weeks for it to take root, and then another 30 days before Shemitah to be considered that a full month of the sixth year this thing was already growing. And that's halacha l'maisa. Fruit trees cannot be planted more than a month and 2 weeks before Shemitah, and if they were, then one has to uproot them.